Okay. So the idea is we release the album, but Darkness's fortunes do a complete 180 from these, you know, the lean years, what I call the lean years. And of course, we've all connected on many occasions, haven't we, over the years. Nothing's really changed between us, but what's happening is our audience is broadening, and we're going to end up playing our very own headline tour in March, and some of those venues are actually fucking arenas, if you can believe that, you know. That's just like a testament to the fresh blood that we've injected with Rufus Tiger Taylor on the drums, of course. The additional luxury of having a fifth member, which is Ian Soft-Led Norford. But most of all, it's because of how loyal you guys have been to us. I mean, really appreciate it, honestly.
I love you
also. But we're thinking, like, when we do eventually find ourselves in those big arenas again, we want to have a little bit of, like, not just audience participation, because that's always been a crucial element of the Darkness experience. We want to have some choreography as well, which is not just on the stage, but also in your area as well. So we're going to do this song. It's called Walking Through Fire. And, Will, if you just give me my... So I'll show you how it goes and then give you an idea of the basics of the choreography. And then after that, it's up to you how hard you guys work, okay? Walking through fire. Okay, so when I face that way and march, I want you guys to face that wall and march. And, you know, perhaps casually take the occasional glance over your shoulder to make sure that everyone else is doing it as well. And if somebody's not doing it, then glare at them. That would be good. Can you put your phone away, please, lovely? Is that right? Are you checking your hair? Okay. Thank you. And then, when it gets to the next line, which is like... So it goes like... Walking through fire. Maybe like that. Living my life on the wire. Then you face that way. And everyone does it, right down to the back. And imagine that in Wembley, it'd be fucking amazing, you know? I mean, it would be amazing. So we're going to film it and then single out the people that aren't taking part and then bully them on the internet. I know that's not the done thing nowadays, and it's kind of thing to get you cancelled, but I couldn't give a frog's fat ass. You take part or you go home, okay? Sound good? All right, let's do it. A next long player. Ooh, it's coming out soon. I'll be honest, I'm under the moon. We're only doing this 'cause it's fun. Don't even think my mom bought the last one.
And
lovely bit of walking, guys. Fucking awesome. Wow. Okay. Got this. Oh, it's a birthday message to Dan. Let's check this out. Justin and Dan. It says, my mum Emma and Uncle Danny Pitcher went to school with you. Really? You do know how old we are, right? 28 years old, so I mean, what? How old is your mother? What was her maiden name? Just asking out of curiosity. Oh God! Oh yeah, I remember.
And how old are you?
Wait a minute. Yeah, so how old are you? Oh, thank God for that. Okay, cool. Nice. Thank you for that.
Love you too.
What? Who said that? Rufus. Oh right, Rufus. Rufus is loved.
Yeah. But by that one guy.
By that one guy over there, yeah.